Michelle Grattan joins us now from our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, we were just talking there to the Minister about the government's approach to have the an area of the World Heritage listing of Tasmania Forest wound back. The Minister made the point that people were wrong when they assumed that the Abbott government was planning to remove all 170 million hectares. But during the election, I must say, Tony Abbott said the Coalition's never supported Labor's recent rushed and political World Heritage extension, which was put in place against the will of the Tasmanian people, and we will seek to have it removed. So gave the impression they were planning to remove all of it. What's this doing to the government's credentials, do you think, on the environment?
Well, this is always a much contested area, and the argument will continue. Greg Hunt was making a case that all was well and the promises were not breached, but obviously the argument, I think, will not be settled anytime soon.
Michelle, meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Shorten comes back from his trip to Europe today. He'll be immediately confronted with the union corruption scandal of last week. I'm sure the federal government will be putting maximum pressure on him as the Labor leader and a former high-profile unionist. Do you think we'll see a royal commission announced this week into behaviour of the unions the week before Parliament returns next week?
My understanding is it's not going to the Cabinet meeting early this week, so I think it's still in the pipeline. Clearly, from what the Minister, Erica Betts, was saying yesterday, there's still some work being done on this, but there's no doubt that the government is really ramping up this issue, and it's one that's very, very difficult for Labor, and most immediately, of course, difficult for Labor in the Griffith by-election, where the candidate is a lawyer aligned to a Labor firm and has represented unions, and the Liberals are trying to make the most of it there. Mm.
Talking of the Griffith by-election, I know you were in the electorate over the weekend. The expectation generally, I think, is that an opposition would hold a seat it's held for a long time at a by-election. But the Liberal candidate, Bill Glasson, this is his third or fourth time at it, he believes it's line ball, and Labor is certainly spending a lot of money on this. I think they've got a new ad out now, focusing on Tony Abbott's, what they say, Tony Abbott's cuts and broken promises. How did you see the seat? Where do you think this is heading, this by-election?
Both sides do say it's very